Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, February the 14th, 2017. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And I am Chioneso Jani. Today we are breaking away from serious topics and we are going to be talking about Valentine's. So stay tuned and hear what we have to say.
Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7. We can also get things going on WhatsApp. The number is 202-465-0318.
You can also give us a call directly on 001-202-619-2077.
And we are streaming live on Facebook and on our three websites. That's www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com, as well as on www.voashona.com. Today is Valentine's Day, a special day for lovers to show affection and romance to one another. It's a day that has its origins in the martyrdom and the Christian faith back in the 5th century, but has transformed itself over the years to symbolize love and affection. And today, millions of couples and those in platonic relationships across the world, and indeed in Zimbabwe, exchanged gifts and flowers to show how fond they are of one another.
Incidentally, it's also International Condom Day, which was established in 2009 to promote safe sex through condom use. And Zimbabwe seems to be doing well on that front. The Ministry of Health says about 110 million condoms were distributed last year, compared to only 80 million in 2014. So does Valentine mean anything to you? What do you think and what do you say about your loved ones? Let us know about what you think about World International Day. How important is it? And join us on this forum.
Lichona njani emakhaya ukuthi bana lamhlanje ngelanga lango lwesibili mhla zilishumi lane ngonhlolanja 2017 lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Iqoqoqela sendaba lamhlanje sikhangela ilanga lezithandani phela ilanga lalamhlanje ilanga le Valentine's Day. Sizakhumbula njalo ukubana ilanga lalamhlanje lilanga elahlelwa ukubana uZulu aqhakathekise ukusebenzisa ijazi lomkhwenyana phela esingathi ngama condom. Ilanga le International Condom Day. Ngakho sithe namhlanje ke sichiyane lezo mbusazwe, sichiyane le ndaba ezephula umoya, sikhangele ilanga lesithandani phela ilanga le Valentine's Day. Ngiyazi mhlawumbe bakhona bephuke imoya labo lamhlanje, mhlawumbe awulasithandwa, mhlawumbe yaliwe, mhlawumbe kukhona okungahambi kuhle. Sifuna ukuzwa yini lamhlanje ukubana lingaba lilinanze njani ilanga le Valentine's. Liphe izithandwa zenu, izihlobo zenu, izipho na, bonke abathandayo kukhona obenzele khona na, kumbe nje ukuthumela iWhatsApp wathi happy Valentine's ukwenzile na. Asixhumaneni sixoxe uhlelo ngolwenu. Kwazwaiwa tereri chirongwa ndechenyo chirongwa The Connection asi tere kukurukura nezve zuva rakakosha zvikuru kune avo vanodanana zuva reValentine's Day. nasi tapfunga kuti timbo sendeka parutivi nyaya zvine zvekuita nezvematongoro enyika zvehupfumi nezvese zvese zvatinombokurukura nezvazvo muchirongwa ichi. Saka tati tinzwe kwamuri nasi kuti marirangarira sei zuva ranhasi revalentines, uyezve munoziva kuti nhasi izuvazve reinternational condom day, apo vehealth kana kuti vanoona nezveutano vanenge vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vashandise makondomu kana vachiinda pabonde, ndokuti padzivirirwe zvirwere zvakasiyana siyana zvinoita zvakaita semukondombera weHIV. Saka ngati kurukurei vedu wechirongwa ndechenyu, ngati toda kunzwa kuti maispenda sei valentines yenyu, matengera vadiwa venyu maruva here, ndiyo nyaya iri mugango nhasi muchirongwa chenyu.
Joining us today is Tolumude, and we have a special guest and all the way from Nigeria, and she's a wonderful musician. Hi Tolu, how are you today?
Hello, I am fine, thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we want to know, what is Valentine's? What does Valentine's mean to you? You sing about love songs, unuimba jema love songs, and tudakuziva kuti, what makes everything happen to you? What's the feeling? I've seen your music. What takes place? What goes on?
Gosh, love. I mean, for me, I certainly love to sing about love. I think that it's the binding force for every relationship, really. A relationship, certainly, you know, with lovers, with parents, to the child, with co-workers, with you know, friends, and I believe when I started, well, the course of my own music journey, I decided I wanted to go along the lines of just talking about love and my own experiences and sharing, and it's been a great adventurous one, because I find that there's always an exchange, there's an engagement of the audience, and they're able to at least pick out some form of love from, you know, from the themes that I sing about. So yeah, certainly Valentine's it happens every day, but this is the special day just designated to just celebrate love.
Oh wow, okay, wonderful.
And looking at condom use, how's that tradition back in Nigeria?
I believe that they are trying. They are trying. I mean, there's a lot of education and literature on how to, on the good use of, you know, condoms, and number one for family planning, and then also for, you know, avoiding the spread of disease. So, but there's still more to be done, because there's that cultural aspect of, you know, I imagine the, you know, men not wanting to use it for, you know, for extra, to avoid any pleasure, you know, inhabitations and all that. But yeah, it's the education is there, but it just we just all need to be part of the, you know, platform to spread it, so more people are aware of, you know, condom use and the importance of it.
Havasanda sikuma uhlelo ngolweni, uhlelo The Connection. Njengokusho kwami ngaphambilini, lamhlanje sikhangela ilanga le-Valentine's Day, ilanga lezithandani phela. Kuyini okwenzele isithandwa sakho ngelanga lalamhlanje? Mhlawumbe yaliwe, mhlawumbe isigwadi, ula kakho othandana laye esifonele lapha, sizwe mhlawumbe ungaba le nhlanhla uhlangane laye omunye, ongela muntu mhlawumbe lingatholana khonapho. Kuhle kuvuthe umlilo, vedu wethu ukurukura nasi nenyaya ye-Valentine mu studio motina Tolumide, tukushanda tese edu pano apa, asi anobva ke ku Nigeria, saka muimbi anga achitsanangura apo kuti sei achiimba zvikuru nenyaya dzerudo, uyezve kuti zuva ranhasi re-Valentine rakakosha sei kwari.
Wonderful. So how do you guys celebrate, in most cases, like in Nigeria, how do you celebrate Valentine's? Is it any different than what we do here in America or in other countries?
Well, I went to high school in Nigeria, so my own what I remember really is what used to be done in high school, and I remember really big cards. I don't see them that much here in the States, but I remember the guys used to give girls they're like humongous, about this size, large cards, teddy bears, chocolate. That's like the major thing. But there's a lot of red in the air, a lot of gift exchanging, a lot of a lot of parties. You know, people will have nice Valentine's, romantic parties, and also it's a fun time. It's a fun time there in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, as a musician, do you take this message across on safe sex and all these issues that have to do with reproduction health in your music? Do you send it to your communities? How do you do it as a musician when you are being part of the community or giving back to the community mm-hmm. through music?
Well, with my song, let me talk about one of the singles I released, which is entitled For Me. And it's a song that I wrote when I was single. And, pretty much I had met different people, but there was this particular guy that I thought liked me. I wasn't sure, he was acting like he liked me, but didn't say anything. He didn't say, I want you to be my girl or whatnot. Just always nice coming around. So I'm like, God, should I help him out or what should I do, So I wrote a song about it and I felt the lyrics pretty much say, at the end of the day, I just felt like, it's not my place to, this is for me. I know a lot of women will say, no, it's okay. You should have just told him if you liked him. I said, no, if it's meant to be, God will make it happen. So I wrote a song about it. And so that was my own, it was me personally sharing. But at that moment, I felt that it was also me sharing as to, okay, once you make a certain decision about the kind of person you want to be with, as far as in a guy, you put yourself in instances that would kind of help you be more, just kind of be in line with whatever goals you set for yourself as a single woman. And so for me, it was, God, I'm just going to wait for the right one, and the ones that act like they like me, I'll pray for them and ask them, ask God to please help them to speak up if they like me. So, that's how I handled that scenario.
And while we're there, yeah. Let me ask you, should women ask men out? should it be the other way? Should men always be the ones to approach women? Or would woman ask Tunga out and say, Tunga, would you like that? I don't know.
I know. I don't know. I know the guys would probably be flattered by it. Few of them, I don't know. But I guess I'm, the traditional, like, I don't know.
Well, I get asked out a lot.
Oh, okay.
But I have a special way of dealing with it.
Okay, can you please share? Please let us know.
Well, that's not for
it's not for public consumption. Public knowledge.
Yeah. We have another guest on the line, and that's Sipho Mahlangu. An HIV AIDS activist. Mr. Mahlangu, siyakwamukela uhlelo baba.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, today, Mr. Mahlangu, is Valentine's Day, and also it's International Condom Day. Let's talk about protection. How much is that being observed in Zimbabwe? How concerned are people, sexually active people, are concerned about protecting themselves?
Yeah, thank you very much. Yes, it's Valentine's Day. I would say happy Valentine's Day to all lovers, to family, to friends, to all those people who care for each other. And it's a blessing for us to have International Condom Day on the same day. Because looking at Valentine's Day, you are talking about love. Love also leads to sexual activities. High sexual activities are expected on this Valentine's Day and night. Now, when it comes to people living with HIV and AIDS, we have emphasized on positive prevention. we have realized that we cannot avoid sex. Sex is so natural, it's God-given, acceptable, let me say that, acceptable, but at the right time with the right people, that still comes to play. But now what we are looking at is positive prevention. We are saying two people engaging in sexual activities, and should they just exchange and create that viral load between them? We are saying no. We are saying it is best that they prevent, and prevention then comes the issue of condoms, and condoms then comes the issue of acceptability. Acceptability would come when we look at what is comfortable for you, whether it's a male condom, it's a female condom, whether it's a flavored condom, all those types of condoms, some with some rough edges to give that excitement. But then the best thing here is what we would call behavior change. Behavior change would then go with what I can call combination therapy, where we don't only limit ourselves to use of condoms, we look at other methods again. Some are biomedical, which would lead us to pre and post exposure prophylaxis, where we would use some, whether it's ARVs prescribed by a trained health personnel to prevent spread, whether before or after engaging in risky sexual behaviors. So the basic thing is the gospel is being preached now and again, night and day, that positive people should engage in preventive sex or protected sex. Thank you.
Aha, singakathatha umlaleli mbuze khonapho emahlango uhulumende uthi last year u distribute ama condom kumbe sithi jazz lomkhwenyana le jazz likamakoti ngoba abafazi labo sebelawa ama condom abo uthi u distribute ama condom anga figa wona 110 million compared to 80 million ngo 2014 kungaba kutshengisa yini lokho ukuthi abantu abaningi sebewasebenzisa ama condom.
Ya kungabe kubangela okokuqala acceptability ibuya abantu nxa sebethiwa lakho esikuthi yibehavior ukwenza kwabo, betshintsha njalo umcabango wabo, umbono wabo, lokuzwisisa i-end result, ngisitsho isithetho. Nxa ususibona, ubone okubonayo ngamehlo kusenzakala kwabanye, lawe kuyakuthiba, usuzithiba-ke lawe. Uhulumende njalo ama-statistics utsho ukuthi i-consumption, ngitsho abantu asebesebenzisa ama-condom, inumber yabo lokhu isiya isanda. Okusincedisayo njalo ngama-suppliers ama-condom sebezama sibili ukuthi bawamakhethe. Ngikho ngikhulume ngokuthi bayawafaka amanye ama-flavors anukelele mnandi, ungaseyi ukuthi nxa uphakathi kwabantu usuzwakala ukuthi usebenzisa i-condom. Babe lokhu benanzelela, belalela futhi bethola i-feedback ebantwini ukuthi i-condom ngayinye, whether i-male condom be i-female condom, ibasebenzela kahle kanjani, kayibasebenzeli kahle kanjani. Ama-female condom abanye babe bangumsindo bethi avele alo msindo athi shwashwa, babe lokhu betshintsha-ke ama-texture akhona besenza ukuthi abantu baze ba-accepte. Njalo lama-campaign ayenziwayo la izindawo eziningi ezilabantu esithi thina ngama-population at risk, labo imisebenzi yabo kumbe ukwenza kwabo, ukuphila kwabo okubenza kube lula ukuthi babanjwe i-HIV, siyazama ukuthi imikhankaso siyithovele kibo owenza kube le increase kumbe ngithi kube labantu abaningi asebesebenzisa amakhondomu lokuwaletha eduze esithi accessibility, ukungabi nzima ukuthola ikhondomu, bazi ukuthi bangawathola ngaphi. Yalo sile nhlanganiso eziningi ezisebenza labantu abaphilakegciwane
mnumzana Mahlangu. Mahlangu, sibambe khonapho, sizaphenduka kuwe sithathe umlaleli.
Just hold on. Hello, we have a guest on our caller, Idris from Mozambique. Magadigo.
Oh,
and did it right? Mogna Alta Risa Ere? Magasimba Ere? Happy Valentine's, ka? Could ride. Two the could teach a mighty mudikani when you want us.
Zvara nhasi ndafara chege Valentine's Day. Ikani wangu ndangomuka ndimupa maruwa. Iye ndaisingazivi kuti munhu anga akanditengetera tisheti yetimwe ndinofarira manew redi. Saka zvanga zvaenderana neredi yeValentine's Day zvara nhasi. Zvara ndai ndafara kana marani kwedu ashoma aizwa nezvara kuti Valentine's Day. Asi ndaingodza vanhu kuti nhasi 14 February 2017.
Oh, saka imi mukufona muri ku Mozambique, naika?
Ndiri Mozambique, asi ndiri pa border, jaipo kwa mukumbura border ne Zimbabwe.
Oh, ko tipe nyaya mafungiro enyu pamusoro pe International Condom Day. Kuti se munhu anogara kudhuze neku border, chicha muri kuona kuti panyaya dzevanhu ne kudanana kwavo ne mabatiro avanoita upenyu wavo.
Ya, ini ndogara pa bodha jaipo wanhu nenyaya international condom maifarira aiti ipapo ndikudze nenyaya yepabodha vanhu handizvitora kuti vanhu akawanda over 80% yevanhu vari pabodha vamwe vanoita zvechifambi haasi kunyanya kushandisa condom. Saka izvinhu zvekuti unotoona kuti vanhu vanoita akuita zvechifamba asi kutora kwenguva utoona kuti vanhu vato vane pamiri saivaradza kuti kondomu vanhu azinji azinyanya kuishandisa. Ndandingokurudzira kuti vanhu ngatikushandisei kondomu, asi ipabhodha uchiona chifambi chinoitika pabhodha vanhu azinji kondomu azinyanya kuishandisa.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma nekupinda muchirongwa.
Orit, maita basa chipota chibatai oredhi yedu chaiyo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Idris. Let me say this. I'm not saying it in a braggadocious way, but you know, I started messing with condoms when I think I was in grade 2, grade 3. Can you believe that?
That's very young.
And that's because we didn't have any balloons to blow. So the condoms were, you know, the nearest to the balloons that we could get. So we'd blow them up on our way to school. And that's how we used to mess up with condoms at a very tender age. But we have another guest on the line. And who's that? We have Madame Boss, the comic. Madame Boss, welcome to the connection.
Hello. Makasimba ere.
Aiwa, takasimba maga magadi.
Yeah, tiri right.
Ko vari sei vana gonyeti?
Ah, vanogonyeti vanofara zvavo.
Handiti, pamberi nemabasa muri kuita basa rinofadza chaizvo.
Yeah, mazita enyu.
Madam Boss Tyra Chikocho, aka Madam Boss. Tiri kufara nekuunzai pachirongwa, madam. Well, we love what you're doing, and mukubata Zimbabwe ne fire ne moto. So, nase, nase Valentine, some Madam Boss, mungati pe ma tips akaita sei pa nyaya dzerudo.
panyedze rudo ndinongo funga kuti vanhu vanofanira kudanana vanofanira kudanana almost every day but musi Valentine wo unofanira kunyatsotaridza rudo rwako rwakanyanyo nyanyisisa rwakapamhidzwa kune mudiwa wako.
Mm-hmm. We've seen kuti pama comic enyu munomboita to rough kune murume wenyu ndizvo zvamuri here mupenyu chaiyo chaiyo.
I think we have lost Madam Boss there, but we'll be trying to reconnect with him. Mnumzana Mahlangu, lo ukhona ecingweni?
Ngikhona ngisavambile.
Aha. Uzulu weZimbabwe ikakhulu abasakhulayo kuyini ongabatshela khona ngesidingo sokuzivikela? Ikakhulu ngelanga lalamhla ikakhulu ngelanga lalamhlanje ilanga lezithandani ilanga lothando I'm sure ukhona okuyenzakala ebusuku lapha you know mhlawumbe abayebese belesikhathi so kuyini ongabatshela khona ngesidingo sokuzivikela
ya kunjalo sibili bakhona abazavuka sebele stress inxa yokuthi babesebe sebengene esimeni kumbe benze lokhu abade bengakhayelelanga ukukwenza. Now phakathi kwe-Valentine's Day lei it also sets a wrong precedent kakhulu sibili kuma-adolescent lama-youth abancane laba abangikhona besiba le ngathi i-debate sex ngisho ukuthi kuqala ukungena emacansini abaningi bakhona bangena emacansini ngenxa yokuthi kwabe sekule ndaba yezidakaniswa phakathi besithi bayajabula bayakholisa yikho lapho bangena khona enkingeni babe khona njalo abavele befuna ukuthi ke size ukuthi kati into le injani bakhona labo kuluhlu lwabo bonabo kodwa the next day kuvele kulabantu abazabe beregreta kunzima lokhu ngoba sekusiba yi-child i-parent to child communication AUSU wiki immoral fiber ye-society yethu isi-very weak abantwana sebelamalungelo omama sebelamalungelo wonke umuntu selelungelo now a free for all society okuyikho kwenza ukuthi kube nzima ukuthi sibavikile laba abancane abangikhona bengena kwindaba zemacansini okunye okukhona okubuhlungu yukuthi abantwana laba abancane abakwazi ukunegotiyeta ukukhulumisana lama-partner benenza bebonisana baze baphumele ukuthi engathi i-negotiation for safe sex ukuthi bangangeni emacansini benjalo nje ngithi ukuthi bengela kuvikelwa kuyenzakala khonoko. Okunye nje engikukhangelayo futhi uke wakhuluma ngendaba yama-baroon leyana ilokhu ikhona i-habit yona leyo ukuthi laba basebenzisa ama-condom ikakhulu ngemva kwama-night club la ngaphi emkotweni lapha lokho belatha nje kuze kungene lasezindlini emalodgeni lapha uzabona nje ama-condom randomly abantwana-ke abalama-playground badlalela ezitridini badlula baba le-access emabhini lama-dumping site abakhona phakathi kwezindlu bese becina bedlalisa njalo ama-condom amanye unfortunately abesebenzile okuthi ukuthi kuba le mkhuhlane enye eqalisa-ke emlonyeni yabo lapho kulama-soft parts khona asosimilo esihle engingakhuluma ngaso kodwa abantu abafunde i-proper disposal ukuthi amakhondomu nxa sethe asetshenziswa sebelo mlandu wokuthi bawalahle ngendlela eqondileyo njalo nxa engena kuma-system ethu emasuwethi kawabotshwe ukwenzela ukuthi angangeni umoya kumbe amanzi abe sekhoza ama-blockages nxa elashwa kuhle kuhle alashwe kuma-blair toilet ahambe one way kuyancedisa khonoko.
Mhm. Hayi siyabonga Mahlangu. Please do stay on the line. Mr. Mahlangu is making a very interesting point there. He's talking about a correct way of disposing of condoms. He's saying, you know, people should know how to dispose of condoms. They shouldn't throw them or litter them anyway and anyhow. Before we, and now we have Madam Bosbeck on the line, but before we go to her, Tulu, can I ask you a silly question? We have about 10 billion people in this world, if not exactly 10 billion, thereabout. How many people do you think will be making love tonight?
No, that's a good question. Shall I estimate 10 billion people? Are we say adults? Because that, you know.
You know, it's everyone. Tonight there's no rules. Even kids are doing
it. Kids can.
They shouldn't be doing it, but they are doing it anyway.
Gosh, let me say, can I? Okay, if I take
okay,
out the kids,
I'd say 7 billion.
7 billion?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. That's that could possibly work. I was going to say at least, maybe 2/5 or 1/3,
Okay. And how much is that going to be? Well, 3 billion, 4 billion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe a little less than 7.
I think you're underestimating because the power of love, the power of Valentine.
Because that's subjective too. Are we talking about, well, making love could be, you know.
Okay, having sex. I was trying to be, you know, respectful.
Politically
correct, yeah. Okay, Chichi, we have Madam Boss before we go to our listener, Lieberman Pofu. Mpofu, bambe cingo when she says I
You can go to her because we wanted to watch her video.
Okay, Madam Bosa, please do stay on the line. Mpofu, sungenele uhlelo ba.
Hayi, ngiyathaba ramuva sehlele.
Yeah, likuhambele njani ilanga lakho lamhlanje?
Hayi, ilanga lami lingihambele kuhle nje kancane.
Indaba usithi kancane, kukhona ongahambanga kuhle.
Ngisuke ngatshonelwa ngumne wethu emini ekuseni.
Silusizi ngalokho ba.
Yeah. Kodwa-ke hhayi ngosuku lolu obelukhona obelukhangelelwe ngabantu bonke kukhanye kukuhle kakhulu nje ngike ngafika ku-growth point yethenyathi la. Abantu ade bekhanya nje bejabula kakhulu begqoke izigqoko ezitshengisa kumhlophe lokubomvu lezinye ezibhaliweyo ukuthi bathakazelela lona leli langa le-Valentine's Day.
Hayi, kuyabongeka baba Mpofu, silosizi kakhulu ngokulahlekelwa ngowangakini. Sengani inkosi ngaliduduza.
Hayi, kuyabongeka.
Aha, siyabonga Mpofu. Now we can go to Madam Boss.
Oh, okay. What was he saying?
He's saying you know, he lost a loved one today, a close family member. But he's saying that you know, he went around in his neighborhood and he saw people wearing red and white, meaning, you know, they were observing Valentine's Day. But you know, he lost a loved one you know, at a time when it should all be about love and happiness, but we are very sympathetic to that.
Wow. Yeah. My condolences. Anyway, right now we are getting ready to watch Madam Boss's video.
Please do something.
Merinda!
Ma! You know what you do? Merinda!
Ma!
You know what you do?
Merinda! Ma! I'm a special occasions.
I'm going to go to the house. sauti.
Uye ni sauti? Ewa. Sauti nini? Ya. Yeah.
I saw the sword. I saw the sword. I saw the sword. I saw the
sword. Yes, my daughter. How are you? No, you don't follow. Are you blessed?
Yeah.
Ah, put very many, my mom. That's what. Ah, the guy did a pin. Yes, yes, daughter.
Who this?
Ah, my God, you go, my name.
This is the age.
How are you? Yeah, ah, Dinofara.
My
father is a father. I want to father. I want to father. I want to father. Magadiri. Ah, good, 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 good. Good. Hey, Magadiri, come
on. I did right.
Tinofara.
I
did it.
I'm
Muri.
I'm Muri.
Right. Aye, well, that is good.
Let's say, Mama.
No, Mama, all right.
I did
it. All right, so good.
Mushia.
Good, good. Ah, it's good to see you, eh?
Ah,
I didn't see you at church last week. Where were you?
Ah, Nanzu, good to buy.
Oh, that trip has a booty.
Yes, yes.
Ah, okay, okay. Munita, I'm still for Nira, I'm still at the Pamela. I told you, cell phone. You could have brought me a cell phone.
I'm not going to get a suit.
Whoa, I'm not going to get a suit. Praise God for that.
Amen.
Praise God
amen.
For that. Yes, yes. Yes. Ah, it's good to be in this place.
You, my phone is.
I'm a I'm a very strong Manchester United supporter. Ah, thank you, thank you. Bless you, my daughter.
You're welcome.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. Yes, yes, yes. Ah, this is good. Good food. Did you pray to bless it?
Ah, I'm also to bless it. I mean,
let's pray for this food, eh?
Amen.
Yes, Father, we thank you for the food that is before us. Bless the hands that prepared it. A don't what has been removed.
Amen.
And bless this family as they bless me with their food.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Madam Boss. Hello?
Hello?
We've just seen your video, and can you hold on? We'll come back to you. We want to just talk to Tolude. Tolu, from... Okay, thank you very much. Tolu, please tell us, what are the last words you can tell everybody here in regard to Valentine's Day and also to in regard to safe sex?
Well, I guess if I can leave with some parting words, it would be... you love thy neighbor as yourself. But I mean, Valentine's Day is, I mean, it's one day that's been chosen to celebrate love. That's really something that we should celebrate every day. And that love, it's something that really I believe everyone should have towards each other, you know, towards your friends, towards your parents, towards your siblings, towards your, certainly those that are married, towards your girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, and something that you should always consciously think of ways to make the person feel happy and special. And if that happens every day, then we're certainly going to be in a better, living in a better world every day. So, yeah, that's my only parting words. So just always think about love.
It's unfortunate that we didn't have, we're not able to upload your music. Can you just sing for us a bit?
Oh, a little bit?
Yes.
Okay.
Your love or anything like that.
Okay. Well, I'll sing a little bit of My Love, which is a single I released a few years ago. And it goes something like this. You love me wonderfully, created me to look just like you. You bless me, shower me with more than I can ever, ever do. Ooh. Ah, I cannot live this life doing the things that I do without you. You are amazing, truly divine. Where can I find something as pure as you? My love.
I love you too.
Yes, so sing it. Yes, so that's a little snippet. That's entitled My Love.
How can people get to know your music? Can you tell us where we can locate your music in case there are people who want to download and get to see what you're about and, you know, promote you?
Oh,
and I'm not
you.
A bad singer, am I?
Yes, so you added those nice undertones, you know, the deep male voice, which is always good, yeah. Mm-hmm. My website is tolumidemusic.com, and my handle on social media is just simply Tolumide, and that's TOLUMIDE. So certainly send me a message if you can, and let's connect online.
So if you want to send her a message, just say... from Zimbabwe, so yes, she'll know Zimbabwe. Which part of the country.
Shout out to Zimbabwe.
Yes.
Thank you, Tulu. Thank you. It was an honor having you on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having
me. Hope to have you again next time.
Yes, so. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Thank you, and happy Valentine's to you, too.
To you. Red is in the air.
Yeah. Madam Boss, Mochiri Parunari.
Yes, Ndiripo Parunari.
Ko izwara nasi izwazwe rekukurudzira vanhu kuti vange vachishandisa makondom. Mungati inyaya yakakosha sei zvikuru sei muZimbabwe iyi?
Ndinoona senge inyaya yakakosha because zvirwere zvawanda muno munyika medu, saka kushandisa I think Kuri, right?
Uh-huh. Tabakuona skit yenyu na dedi apa tawona muchifadza muchibatirana muchita sei. Can you tell us what that skit is about and what was the message behind Skitty Yoyo?
I think we've lost Madame Boss there. Mnumzana Maslang will connect when I eat.
Mia Bonsavan,
okay. In terms of, fighting HIV and AIDS, how far would you say the government, how is the government doing on that front?
Yeah, the government is doing well. Of course, into eskhathazayo abantu abaphila legciwane is still the issue of ama-resources. Ama-resources to avela phandle, thina siyathanda ukuthi ngawuhulumende uyadinga indlela yokuba amobilize wona la ama-resources esilawo thina ngokwethu. Njengoba sibone ukuthi imibuso lokhu ihambe itshintsha khonale kuma-first world countries njengokubuya kuka-Trump, it sends a strong message to us. It reminds us ukuthi nxa sisithi HIV is everyone's responsibility, asitsho nje imuli kumbe i-community, sikhuluma ngabohulumende ukuthi abakuthathe kube yi-priority ukuthi ama-resources akhona amaningi akhona aye kundaba yona le-HIV, kubambele TB, kuphinde kubambele malaria. We want a healthy nation. Yikho kungasincedisa ku-development. Asingeke sibe le-development silabantu abangaphilanga kuhle. And akufanelanga futhi sispend ama-years and years silokhu silwisana le-HIV. Kufanele siyicontrole thina ngokwethu by irresponsible behaviors. Ime iphelele kimi mina endile-HIV, i-next generation ingabanjwa yi-HIV, yikho kucelwa ebantwini. Kube ngumlandi wethu sonke, ngingatsho njalo.
And how about young people? We hear You know, at times of young people misbehaving, you know, organizing sex orgies and, you know, doing all sorts of crazy stuff. How would you say they are faring there?
That one is very difficult, Ngoba. Abantu analaba ungakhangela ama families yiwo asedilikile. It's that kind of a society where parents have gone out looking for a living and they've gone to greener pastures outside the country living abantu anabodwa. That extended family concept has been destroyed eventually. You go when the one don't have the freedom, and those kids have access to funding. For their welfare, but they will turn it into a means to get some fun. It is a very difficult issue. All the stakeholders in the community, they come together, the parents, the schools, the institutions, the aid service organizations, some government departments. It's a multi-sectoral approach that is needed, and we need strong coordinating bodies and then we can utilize the little resources that we have to come up with programs that will address, deliberate programs that will address that issue. Amasexual
Abo ndi ba Sipho Mahlangu banorira ku 00 vanhu vanorarama neutano HIV neutachiwana rather we HIV vari kukurukura ivo kuti panyaya yevechidiki vanoita nyazi sina musoro vanoita iyo behavior isina kunaka, you know. Nombonzwa nema sex orgies vechidiki vanomboita maparty mabiku vachipinda mubonde vari 2-3, you know, inyadzi sina kunaka. Saka vamahlangu apa vari kuti ivo inyaya inofanirwa kurwiswa nemunhu wese munyika nekuti vari kuona kuti vana vasina vabereki munyika. Vane vabereki sei vari overseas vanovatumira mari kuti mwanangu utenge upfu, utenge bhutsu yechikoro, asi kana vawana mari vanenge vakutenga doro vachiita maparties vachipinda mubonde zvisina tsarukano. Tichitaura iye zvino izvi hameno maybe varipo kuZimbabwe nhasi vari kuti sezvo iri Valentine tinofanira kupinda mubonde takawanda, asi inyaya isina kunaka iyoyo nekuti unozochema mangwana kana une uchida bonde, ita bonde nemunhu akatarisana newe nemudiwa wako one, kwete uyezve muite protection, kwete kuzoita nyaya dzisina musoro unozochema mangwana.
Ngati tore mutereri kwazo
makadi yenyu.
Munofara here?
Handifari.
Hamusi kufara seiko?
Handisi kufara zvachose. Uyazi ndifuterwa kuna panye sido tingaqalisira ngapi, handisi kufara zvachose.
Zvaita sei? Asi hamuna kupuwa present here nhasi.
Right. Nyaya yangu yandinayo ndeiyi mwana babangu. Chinhu chiri kukonzera kuti ndisafare ndechichi, nyaya iyi inenge yadzoka for the second time. Chinhu chandinoda kuti nditaure ndechekudai, ndine mubvunzo kuti zvese izvi zvaana Valentine's Day nezvekuti vanhu mudzimba, vanhu vabereki vane misha yavo vadzidziswe nezvebonde zvinobva kunani, kuvhela kuvani imfundiso yena le ukuti avantu avale mizi yavo avala vantwana bachelo bafundiswe ukuthi kuhamba njani, into vere emhlazo emhlabeni. Kanti vere kuvhela kubani vere ndochi ndandikunyaya kuchema nacho kuti why dzidziso dzese idzi dziri kumbobva panani, tikaziva kuti zviri kubva panani then we take over tichizvigaishira kana kuti kuzviramba. katesi simpendula into kade khulunywa ngosankomo ukuthi bona asiwazi into esi ikhona esesiphila kuye ukuthi thina abazali asisela abantwana asikwazi ukuthi bathathwa ngubani kumbe bathathwa ngamanye amandla kumbe bathathwa ngomunye uhulumende ngoba into zakhona zibuya zinguhlelo nje ukuthi khathesi sokuyinto njalo futhi ungakunanzelela kuyabe vele kudala kule ndlela yokuthi abantu bayenza okokubhukutsha ukwemukela kwakhona akula ndaba ukuthi babekwazi ukuthi kungani kuvela kubani nxa singaye ngesiKristu into zethu zonke sizithatha kuKristu kungaze kube kuyini kungani abantu abangakhonziyo besiza lezinto zabo into emangalisayo ukuthi kathesi uhlelo lungaqarisi kube kulomuntu ekathi sithe nasisahamba sasenze ngale namathi SDA njani chechethi sibuza saba sifundisa ukuthi kungani bekhona ngakhuluma ngendaba leyi ukuthi kuna azifi zvakaiti how can Christ and the devil agree zvinobufamba sei dzidziso dzese dziri kubva kuna ndoti ndechekutanga bedzatoda kuziva
ko vazho apa dzidziso yamuri kutaura nezvayo ndei apa dzidziso yekuti kana vanhu vachipinda mubonde munofanirwa kuzvidzivirira vana vechidiki munofanirwa kuva kuita responsible ndiyo dzidziso yamuri kutaura nezvayo
hongu kuti
Mukoma zvo dzidziso iyoyo iri kubva kwandiri iri kubvawo kuvanhu vakawanda vane vari concerned neutano hwenyika wino kuti nyadzi HIV dziri kunetsa munyika saka zvii zvakashata kuti vanhu vange vachikurudzirana kuti vange vachiita responsible muchizvidzivirira muchishandisa makondomu vana vechidikivo itai responsible zvii zvakashata ipapo
zvakashata very good wabvunza mubvunzo wakanaka manaba zvakashata ndezvizvi ekuqaliseni into leyi uze ive khona yahlanyela imitanga yakhona yavela kubani yavela kubona labo abantu abanika abantwana bethu amandla bebanika ama-rights ukuthi bona befana nelati kathesi mina ngingathi ngiyafundisa umntwana wami ukuthi lokhu hhayi umthetho amandla ama-rights ayangibophisa mina nyaka kuyalala ngayo
hayi bozo so awusakhuza abantu abakho ngoba yesaba umthetho
hayi ayisikho mfowet mina ngithi phela uyabona ngomthetho lo ukuhamba kwawo thina asisela mandla phela angitsho ukuthi mina ngisabakhuze kakhulu ngenye indlela futhi ngithi ungizwe ngale ukuthi khona kuyafana nalo ukuthi khona abantu abakhonzi bangapha esandleni nalaba abangakhonzi kodwa mina inkinga yami isekuthini khona kungani abangapha befuna ukuthi into ezenzwa ngapha langapha ziye ngapha ziye kubo kumbe sisheye into ezenzwa ngapha kuphela
hayi siyayizwi indaba yakho kodwa ixubene mnumzana jo isikhathi sesesidliwe ngumangoyi kahle sithatha abanye kodwa hayi sikuzwile baba siyabonga
siyabonga mfowethu
okay Chichi, we have another guest on the line
hello Linda Mpofu
hello
how are you happy Valentine's
thank you and same to you.
Great. Thank you for joining us today. And we want to know how has it been in terms of the activities that are happening in terms of in Gwanda right now?
In terms of Valentine's Day.
Yes, Valentine's Day and condomizing. Campaign that is happening in Gwanda.
As far as I'm concerned and as far as I was noticing today, nothing much is really happened today. It was just the same old. I didn't even see many people putting on red. The only activity that was happening was on WhatsApp where people were just sharing jokes about Valentine. But, well, I can't actually pin or blame anyone for not celebrating Valentine's Day today because it comes with the cost. It's expensive, and people do not have that kind of money to be just throwing about. And when it comes to condomizing, yes, people are being conscientized on using condoms. As much as we also want to believe, or I myself also want to take it from the Bible, that it says that people should abstain till marriage. But then times are changing. Our youth are engaging. So what best than to use a condom? So, yes, it's happening. People are being conscientized. Youth condomized.
Aha, siyakuzwa Linda ngezinye indlela lapha siyake sizwa abazali bethi hey ukukhuluma ngendaba zamacansi labantwana yey uyabuso mtshela umntwana ukuthi kuyamkhuthaza ukubana ehle budlukele vele ehlezi indaba yocansi kodwa cha akunjalo njengokutsho kwakho siyavumelana khonapho lanxa ungazuyekela ukumtshela umntwana ngendaba zocansi uzadinga ezinye indlela uzalenza kuphela so kuhle ukuthi uhle umtshele umchazisele lesidingo sokuzivikela ukubana mhlawumbe angazivikela kulokuthi uthule yena sezazitholela sezakuzwa ngebhathi angithi kunjani
kunjalo kakhulu Nkomo. Inkinga esiba nayo thina nje abazali ukuthi sifaka lokho okuthiwa ngama-blinkers. Sizitshele ukuthi abantwana vele emacansini abayi. Kumbe sithathe okumele kube yikho okwenzakalayo sizitshele ukuthi yikho okwenzakalayo. Ukuthi hey umntwana akabayi emacansini. I-reality check yukuthi abantwana as early as 10, 11, 12 years sebehamba emacansini. Whether siyafuna ukukulalela, whether sifuna ukukulalela, whether sifuna ukukuzwa, kodwa iqiniso yilo lona leli. Abantwana bakathesi sebesiya emacansini masinya. Lokhu nakho ku-scientifically proven ngoba izinto esezidliwa kathesi ziyagijimisa umzimba. Into ezibukelwayo kuma-TV ziyagijimisa umzimba. Imizwa ibisiqubuka. Umntana azizo sefuna ukungena kuye emacansini. So okungcono yikuthi umtshele umntwana ukuthi hayi, ukuzuzivikele. Anti awumtshele ukuthi ihambe emacansini, ukhuluma laye kuhle ukuthi kule zinto ezinhle.
Ibambe khonapho, ibambe khonapho Mampofu. Sithatha omunye lapha. Isikhathi sesihambile. We have another guest, musician Brian Kadengu. Kadengu, good evening and welcome on Studio 7, The Connection.
Good evening, good evening. How are you?
We are good, brother, but we were trying earlier to get in touch with you to no avail. We are happy we have you now. How was your Valentine's Day?
My Valentine's was great. It's still going good. Was having dinner with the one. So, yeah. Funda ngan snong in dagay charis.
Aha. Wapua ma maru vairi?
Sama ari maru ana. Ana kuwe na mwena ka kipua kis padama.
Padama? Padama jete mdare?
Padama jete samwari.
But I hope ayo irav mazwa ese andidi.
Aywa. I love che manje.
Valentine mazwa ese.
Valentine mazwa ese. Afanele kumirira musi 1 kuti tatizane rudo saka aywa standard.
So apparently we don't have much time, so if you could briefly just share with us your experience of helping young people as a musician in the community against fighting against HIV and AIDS.
And you have 15 seconds. We are out of time. I'm sorry. Even those 15 seconds, I mean, he's not going to say anything logical. But, you know, it is what it is. Brian, we'll talk next time, brother. And now we have to sign out and say thanks to our guests, Sipho Mahlangu, Linda Mpofu, Madam Boss, and Brian Kadengu. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And I am Chioni Sojani. Thank you for joining us and have a fabulous, wonderful, happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's, Zimbabwe.